You're listening to Your Care, Our Mission here on 97.7 The Bolt, brought to you by the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital and, of course, KHBT. We're here with Larry Hall. He is the Director of Pharmacy over at HCMH. How are you today, Larry?
I'm doing really good, Sam. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. So tell me what we're talking about today. What do you got going on for us?
Well, you know, I always, Marty told me today I could talk about anything I wanted to, so my mind went a lot of different directions.
Oh, I'm sure.
I said, I should probably go back and talk about something related to the hospital.
That'd probably be best.
And even though I'm Director of Pharmacy, and there are a lot of pharmacy things we can talk about, the things that actually probably impact your listeners are the things that we actually do through our infusion center.
Okay.
Things where they might have questions about. So that's what I thought I'd talk about a little bit. Talked about that before, but I'm going to take it a little different direction.
Sure.
People sometimes say, what can you treat? What are we talking about here? Well, there's the obvious stuff. You end up with, like, cellulitis, a tissue infection. Maybe you had a wound of some type and used oral antibiotics and they weren't working for you. So the doctor says, we need to give you IV therapy. Well, sometimes you can arrange to do that at home. But frequently the best way to do that is through the hospital. Well, they can schedule that. You can come into our infusion center. They can set you up for once or twice a daily infusions for whatever the pertinent period of time is and get you all better. Surprisingly, it happens way more often than you think. It's just not unusual at all to treat cellulitises or other kinds of things that just don't respond to oral antibiotics. And
sure.
It's nice they don't have to stick you in a hospital or something like that.
Right.
But what else can we treat? Well, there are a number of health conditions that are periodic that we can give infusions just periodically, like every 4 to 8 weeks, with a new class of drugs that are called monoclonal antibodies. Actually, it's not that new. The first ones came out in the 70s. But we found that monoclonal antibodies, what we're talking about there is, for years, they've postulated, what if we could find magic bullets that could just really target the sick cells in our bodies? And that's what monoclonal antibodies do. And we treat cancers with those, but other conditions that we treat are things like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. Severe asthma even can be treated with monoclonal antibodies. You come in maybe once a month, maybe every 2 months for an infusion or injection. Make a big difference, really can be life-changing for a lot of people. Other things that we do, I hate to say a lot of, but we do on a regular basis, are what we call immune globulins. IVIG is another name for them. For those, people with multiple sclerosis, certain kinds of neuropathic pain, myasthenia gravis is another condition, or rheumatoid arthritis. People will come in with those conditions, once again, be treated with periodic infusions, not frequently, sometimes as often as 2 weeks, sometimes spread out as much as 12 weeks.
Oh, wow.
These can be really life-changing. We've had people, I can think of people like with rheumatoid arthritis who came in and just really, really crippled up, and all the conventional therapies, the pills or other things that they've been trying just really weren't working, and we put them on this IVIG, immune globulins, and, you know, you wouldn't know them any different from anyone else who you know. It's just that life-changing
for
them.
Wow, that's incredible.
It is. Simpler stuff that we treat. You see a lot of people who have anemia. Sometimes it's severe because it's caused related to disease or kidney disease or things like that. Other times it's just people who don't tolerate oral iron or don't absorb their iron very well through food. So they will set them up with iron infusions and certain other kinds of injections that we can get that can build up people's blood. And where you see that is if somebody's really anemic, they're run down. They're tired. They don't have energy.
Sure.
We build their iron back up, or we give them infusions or injections to so that they make more red blood cells, and they just feel better. They feel better. They do better. And, of course, and as I mentioned on the show before, if you're a woman with osteoporosis, which is thinning of the bones, very common postmenopausal, we offer a variety of treatments, usually given once or twice a year. They can not only stop the deterioration of the bone, but in many cases we're actually building stronger bone back, which is amazing. Yeah. This isn't an exhaustive list, by the way. These are just the things that we're doing right now at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital to make the people in our county and our surrounding area, you know, feel better, live the best life that they possibly can. The moral is, don't assume that you have to go somewhere else to get this sort of thing.
There you go. And how would people go about getting in touch with you if they wanted to make an appointment?
The big thing here is that you don't come to the hospital and say, hey, I've got osteoporosis.
Right.
You need to go through your primary care provider. And many of, we have great providers right here at Unity Point. They recently, you know, we moved into the hospital from the other building. Construction continues, so it's still a little bit of a mess. But obviously, it doesn't matter who your provider is. We have people who go to Algona or West Bend or things like their providers are all around. But even up in Rochester, people go up to Rochester, Iowa City, but they won't need to get their infusions done here.
Wow.
They can schedule it. Make sure that your provider, your doctor, your nurse practitioner, whoever it might be, if they're recommending some kind of specialized infusion therapy, I suspect we can do this in Humboldt. And that's probably the big take-home message. Now, if you are curious about something, by all means, call the hospital. You can ask for pharmacy. You can ask for the infusion department. You can say, hey, do you do this sort of thing? Is this something we can do here? Absolutely. We're not the ones who are going to be ordering that.
Right.
We're going to be the ones who are going to be providing the service and working with your provider, whether they're local or wherever they might be.
Perfect. Well, great information. Thank you so much, Larry.
Well, thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
No problem at all. We'll be right back. More York Care, Our Mission, right after this.